Now, in our off-the-shelf segment, we ask people about what books they treasure. Justin Hazelwood is a comedian and musician. He performs his quirky, geeky tunes as the Bedroom Philosopher. You might have heard his song I'm So Postmodern, which was a hit on Triple J when it was released. Here, Justin Hazelwood shares his thoughts on books that have made a mark on his life.
Today I'm going to talk to you about my five most memorable books, the five books that really spring to mind that have affected my life and are still relevant to me today in one way or another. I'm going to go with number one, the book that blew me away the most of any book I've ever read. When I was 21, it was Dave Eggers' A Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius, which basically he wrote when he was 27. It's a memoir. It's about him taking care of his parents who were dying of cancer and then them passing on, then him having to take care of his little brother. But it's a memoir that he was hell-bent on proving how real the story was and the fact that you could make your own life read like a piece of really good fiction. So he uses all these sort of grandiose fiction elements for a completely true story, which is his. And he's just really playful, and I had no idea you could write like that. And I just, from that point on, I really explored my own, like, kind of memoir, autobiographical writing. And I guess he just made being in your 20s and writing a memoir is a pretty cringeworthy kind of concept once upon a time, but I think Dave Eggers has made it cool again. Next up, in my Nan and Pop's bookcase as a kid, I always saw this one called I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, which like kind of really intrigued me. It had this sort of picture of this strange-looking girl on it. And I didn't read it till I was older, but basically it's from the perspective of a 16-year-old girl who has schizophrenia in a mental hospital. It was extremely relevant to me to read as an adult because my mum suffered schizophrenia. And so I saw it as a really intriguing way to understand the illness better. And it really dramatically and really effectively delves into the girl's sort of schizophrenic world. It's called The Secret World of Yore. I think it's just spelled Y-R. And these sort of mythical beasts that communicate with her, half the book spent in that world and half the book spent in the real world. And you sort of understand how difficult it is to change between the two, and it just goes there to what it would be like to suffer that illness, and I just found it amazingly well written, and it's a good exercise for me. I've gone with Tony Martin's Lolly Scramble. This is my sort of Australian pick, even though he's from New Zealand. Let's not go into that too much. Tony Martin was always my quiet, unsung hero for me on The Late Show. By far the most self-effacing, understated and quietly intelligent of the bunch, and I pretty much loved everything he's done. I've read a lot of sort of comedy books. A lot of them tend to be collections of columns written in newspapers, and I think like your David Sedaris format, but for me it's sort of a flawed concept because I find you just there's not enough emotional investment after a while in a bunch of stories that don't quite add up, and sometimes you just start noticing the rhythms in the humour and the punchlines, and you find it a bit repetitive. It takes the sort of surprise value out of it, which humour is all about. But I thought this had just the right amount of punchlines, just the right amount of earnestness. And Tony Martin's just got such a likable general tone of wit that I just found this completely enjoyable and hilarious. One of those books you can't read on the tram. That looking crazy.
For the love I have for you, I would do anything. Most things, okay, I'll make a list. For the love I have for you, I would surely die. Wait a minute, dying's not on the list.
It's a toss up here. Could have gone with some Douglas Copeland, but he just got bumped out by Dylan's Chronicles. As a musician myself, to watch such a legendary musician's take on his life, I was just fascinated with Dylan's ability to muck about with language pretty much. I just don't think there's enough of that. And like one of the best compliments I've ever had for my own stuff is that, you know, you really play with language and like make up words and just break grammar rules for the sake of it. And Dylan does that all the time. And I just find that completely engaging and just exciting. You know, he pretty much writes how he would speak, and there's lots of onomatopoeic uses of words to describe downtown New York in the 60s, and it just doesn't get really cooler than that. And you just feel cool having the book in your hand. You feel like you're just hanging out with Dylan, being allowed to sort of trail along in your tracky dacks in 2009 in Melbourne. with him back in America, and I found it a very satisfying read. Finally, I've gone with... We've got to go back to childhood. There's got to be some acknowledgement for favourite childhood book. And for a while there, I thought it might be Gillian Rubinstein's Space Demons. But I've gone with Grug. Grug is a completely legendary, iconic children's character who is basically a burrowing tree with eyes and a nose and feet, who gads about and has small life adventures. And these are now making a bit of a comeback. But back in the day, Grug was beloved by all children from my generation, and they're very, very simple stories, very easy to read. One I've picked out is Grug and the Rainbow, which basically Grug is fascinated by this rainbow, wanders about the Australian outback trying to chase it, but it keeps moving away from him. And in the end, he decides to build his own out of wood. And the last page is Grug standing proudly next to his little crooked wooden rainbow. And I think that's a metaphor for pretty much everything.
When I was 13, I was abducted by aliens in a sunset orange, valiant with wings. The aliens were friendly, they communicated by break dancing. They looked like a cross between Gumby Bjork and Richie Benno.
Justin Hazelwood, also known as the Bedroom Philosopher, sharing his most memorable five books for our segment, Off the Shelf. The launch of his album, Brown and Orange, is this Thursday at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne, and he'll be performing his show, Songs from the 86 Tram, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in April. This is The Book Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Ramona Koval.